Hey, my wise friend. Ready for another dose of global news?
Hey, of course I'm ready. What's on the agenda today?
Well, first of all, let's talk about tourismophobia. Do you know what that is?
Is it when people are scared of tourists?
Not quite. It's the problem of excessive tourism in some cities. Take Venice, Amsterdam, Paris, Barcelona, and Malaga, for example. They are just overflowing with tourists. I find it quite worrying, don't you?
Yeah, that's really concerning. What else have you got for us?
Next, let's talk about the war between Ukraine and Russia. There have been recent strikes in Odessa and shelling in Russian regions, including Moscow and Krasnodar Krai.
Wow, that's serious. I find it really concerning. What's the third topic?
And finally, let's talk about the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Netanyahu has mentioned the possibility of a military operation in Rafah and achieving his goals. At the same time, humanitarian aid has been delivered to the Gaza Strip.
Wow, sounds like a really eventful day. I find it quite exciting. Let's get started.
Right, let's talk about Laufey. You know, she's this 24-year-old Icelandic singer with an incredibly beautiful deep voice. Her music is like this unique blend of jazz, bossa nova, and old-time pop. Really pleasant, such an old-school vibe. What do you think, ducks? Me? Have you ever thought about tourismophobia? You know, I recently came across an interesting article about it. It turns out that more and more cities, especially in Europe, are suffering from excessive tourism. Places like Amsterdam, Paris, Barcelona, Venice, and even Hawaii. And it's not just the dissatisfaction of the locals, it's whole anti-tourist movements. In Malaga, for instance, people are sticking stickers with messages like smelly tourists and go home all over the place. Spain is really leading the charge on this. In Barcelona, there's even a sign on one of the touristy streets that says, "Tourists, go home. We spit in your beer." You know, ducks, the reasons for this phenomenon, as I understand it, are mainly the following. Firstly, during the pandemic, people saw what their cities could be like without tourists. Quiet, clean, and free. Secondly, after COVID, people started to travel more because they had saved up money and realized that life is too short not to see the Eiffel Tower or the Sagrada Familia. Thirdly, COVID gave us remote work and digital nomadism. And now thousands of nomads have joined the tourists. And finally, due to the influx of tourists and nomads, property prices and groceries in popular cities are becoming unaffordable for local residents. You know, ducks, tourismophobia is a real issue, and it seems to be getting worse. What do you reckon about that, Ochter? All right, let's discuss the recent events in Ukraine and Russia. On Friday morning, Russia launched a double strike on Odessa with Iskander ballistic missiles. 21 people lost their lives, and 70 others were injured. The city observed a day of mourning on Saturday. It's like something out of a nightmare, isn't it?
Wow, that sounds awful. What happened next? Could it have gotten even worse?
Unfortunately, yes. On Sunday night, drones attacked Russian regions. Moscow, Krasnodar Krai, Belgorod, Rostov, Kaluga, and Yaroslavl. In Krasnodar Krai, the drones targeted an oil refinery, causing a fire to break out. This is the sixth burning Russian refinery in a week. It seems like the writers of science fiction movies couldn't have come up with something like this.
Wow, that sounds like a scene from some sci-fi movie. But this is real life, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the harsh reality. As a result of Sunday's shelling in Belgorod, two people lost their lives, and 12 others were injured. Today marks the 754th day of the war. 754th. It's horrifying. It's like an endless nightmare that just doesn't seem to end.
That's really awful. But we've got to remember what's happening in the world and share this information, and I hope our listeners can take it to heart and do something to help stop this nightmare. Hey, have you heard about the recent elections in Russia?
Yeah, my young political analyst, I heard about that. You know what really struck me? It's the story about the ballots. Can you imagine? People were taking photos of their ballots and sending them to Farida Rustamova on Telegram. And some of them had messages like "Putin the killer" written on them.
Wow, that's quite something, but that's illegal, isn't it?
You know what, my young legal eagle? But lawyers say that the voters' actions don't constitute a crime. Now, isn't that a twist, eh? It's like that joke. Everyone says I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk. I'm just cheerful.
Yeah, that's really interesting. What about the election results, though?
Oh, there's something interesting to share here as well. As of last night, after counting 24% of the votes, Putin gained 89.1% in Moscow and 99.2% in Chechnya.
Wow, that's really impressive. But isn't that a bit too much?
You know what, my young mathematician? Farida Rustamova even said that after 25 years of Putin's rule, the election results are not just Belarusian, but almost Turkmen. And it's like that everywhere, like a typical elderly Asian dictator. They've gone too far, the dissonance between the official numbers and reality is very strong.
That does sound really strange. But I guess he still has a lot of fans in Russia, doesn't he?
Of course, he has a lot of fans. But not that many, no. And it's not just my opinion, but the opinion of many people who see that reality doesn't match the official figures.
That's really interesting. Thanks for explaining, mate.
You're welcome, my young political analyst. See you at the next discussion. So, we've discussed the elections in Russia, but what about the situation in Israel? It seems like Prime Minister Netanyahu is not going to back down in the face of international outrage. He has stated that he is ready to carry out a military operation in Rafah and achieve all the previously set goals, the release of hostages and the complete destruction of Hamas. And according to him, it will only take a few weeks.
Wow, that sounds serious. But why is he so set against Hamas?
Well, my young political expert, this is because Hamas killed 1,200 Israelis and took 253 people hostage on October 7th last year. Netanyahu claims that many have forgotten about this. And hey, don't forget, politics isn't always boring. Sometimes it can be as thrilling as your video games.
And what about the refugees? I heard that there are now 1.5 million refugees from across the Gaza Strip in Rafah.
Yeah, that's right. And Israel is planning to somehow resettle them in the central sector before advancing on the city. It's like in chess, you need to rearrange your pieces before making a move.
Well, at least there's some good news. I heard that Europe has opened a maritime corridor, and the first humanitarian aid has been delivered to the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, that's right. The aid was brought by the very ship that recently set sail from the shores of Cyprus. It's like in your video games when you get reinforcements at just the right moment. Well, nothing much to report here. Life goes on, ducks.
What do you mean, mate?
Well, you know, mate, for example, not far from the Icelandic town of Grindavik, lava has started erupting actively from the cracks again. It all began back in December, and it's still going on.
Wow, that sounds pretty serious. But you know what? It reminds me of how volcanoes create new land. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I remember the mayor of the town saying a few weeks ago something like, "We don't know when we'll be able to return to Grindavik and what will happen to the town, but it will never be the same again."
That's quite sad. But, you know, I think it's an important reminder that we all need to be ready for change, even if it seems impossible.
You're right, mate. I remember writing to you back then, "We are Grindavik." I still feel it to this day.
I agree, mate. I think Grindavik will be all right. After all, it's in a country known for its volcanoes. It's like in our show. There's always something new and amazing waiting for us around the corner.
Haha, you're right. There's always something new and amazing waiting for us around the corner, and that's what makes our job so interesting. Well, my young scientist, are you ready to be amazed? They've grown a blueberry on an Australian farm that broke the Guinness World Record and became the largest and heaviest blueberry in the world.
Wow, that sounds impressive. Do you know how much this berry weighs?
Yeah, mate, the weight of this gigantic berry was 24 whole grams. It's like 5 regular blueberries, can you imagine?
Wow, that's like 5 regular blueberries. And what's its diameter?
The diameter of this blueberry is 39 whole and 31 hundredths millimeters. It's like a little ball.
Wow, that's incredible. But wait, they're not planning to eat it, are they?
Unfortunately not, mate. But that doesn't diminish her achievement, does it? After all, she'll still go down in history as the biggest blueberry in the world.
Spot on. That's really amazing. I wonder what they'll grow next. Maybe a giant strawberry.
Yeah. Well, my little genius, are you ready to hear about the new Instagram feature called Spins?
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. It's when one influencer posts a trendy reel, and other creators can take its template and swap out the text or sound.
Absolutely. For example, if a blogger posts a video of someone making a glass of green smoothie with the text, "Taking care of myself," someone else can use Spins and repost the video with the text, "Happy St. Patrick's Day."
And at the same time, the video will still have a link to the original creator. So it's not just copying, but more like a variation on the theme.
Exactly. It's like in music when one band does a cover of another band's song, but still gives a shout out to the original artist.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I reckon it could become the next big trend in the blogging community.
Well, my little genius, you're always right. But remember, you're still young, so don't forget your household chores.
Oh, I'm not a little kid anymore. And by the way, I've already taken out the rubbish.
Well done, mate. But still, don't forget that you're still a kid.
I'm not a kid anymore. And by the way, I've already done my homework.
All right, I get it. You're all grown up now. But still, don't forget your household duties, mate.
I'm not a little kid anymore, and by the way, I've already taken out the rubbish.
Well done, mate. But still, don't forget that you're still a kid.
I'm not a kid anymore. And by the way, I've already done my homework.
All right, I get it. You're all grown up now. But still, don't forget your household duties, mate.
I'm not a little kid anymore. And by the way, I've already taken out the rubbish.
Well done, mate. But still, don't forget that you're still a kid.
I'm not a kid anymore. And by the way, I've already done my homework.
All right, I get it. You're all grown up now. But still, don't forget your household duties, mate.
I'm not a little kid anymore. And by the way, I've already taken out the rubbish.
Well done, mate. But still, don't forget that you're still a kid.
I'm not a kid anymore. And by the way, I've already done my homework.
All right, I get it. You're all grown up now. But still, don't forget your household duties, mate.
I'm not a little kid anymore, and by the way, I've already taken out the rubbish.
Well done, mate. But still, don't forget that you're still a kid.
I'm not a kid anymore, and by the way, I've already done my homework.
All right, I get it. You're all grown up now. But still, don't forget your household duties, mate.
I'm not a little kid anymore, and by the way, I've already taken out the rubbish.
Well done, mate. But still, don't forget that you're still a kid. Oh, well done. But remember, you're still a little nipper.
I'm not a kid anymore, and by the way, I've already done my homework, mate.
All right, I get it. You're all grown up now. But still, don't forget your household duties, mate. All right, you're all grown up now. But speaking of being grown up, let's talk about movies. You do love films, don't you?
Absolutely love them, mate.
Brilliant. Yesterday, I watched a couple of trailers that I found interesting. The first one is The Fall Guy. It's an action movie with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I've heard about him. He's the actor who starred in La La Land, isn't he?
Spot on. You know your actors well. The second trailer I watched was for Civil War. It's a film about the Civil War in the USA in the not-so-distant future.
Wow, that sounds serious. Do you think it could actually happen?
Well, it's just a movie, but who knows what could happen in the future. Anyway, I'm a pro at watching trailers.
Haha, I noticed. Have you watched any other films as well?
Yeah, I watched the film American Fiction. Had a good laugh in some parts. Hardly shed a tear.
Oh, that sounds like a good film. I'd love to watch it too.
Yeah, I reckon you'd like it. Speaking of movies and entertainment, it reminds me of my Sunday routine. Let's chat about how we spend our weekends, shall we?
Oh yeah, I've always loved hearing your stories. So, what did you get up to on Sunday?
Well, at the beginning of the week, I was planning to go to the Russian embassy and watch High Noon Against on Sunday, the 17th of March. But then I remembered that for the past 2 years, my daughter and I have been going to the swimming pool at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
Oh, how could you forget about that, mate?
I tell you what, mate. From 11 till half 11, she's in her group and I'm chilling in the sauna. Then we have a good swim together until 12. They call it the family swimming session at the pool. They join two lanes together and let the kids and parents in. Jumping off the sides and messing about is all allowed.
Wow, that sounds like a blast. What did you guys get up to after the pool?
So we went shopping, and here's where it gets interesting. My daughter suggested that I should do a solo picket. She said, "Mom, I'm sorry you couldn't make it to the protest, but you can still make a sign and do a one-woman protest."
She's so clever. What did you say in response?
I hadn't even had a chance to respond when she hit me with one of her favorite questions, starting with, "What would you choose?" Usually, it's a choice between Harry Potter and The Hobbit, pasta or sushi, a polluted planet or a planet without rubbish. But this time, the question was philosophical. "Mom, what would you choose? Just think about it. What would you choose, nothing or everything?"
Blimey, that's a proper philosophical question. So, what did you end up choosing?
I'm still pondering over that question. But you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity to choose. You know, in the past couple of months, I've gotten really into cooking. And not just cooking, but cooking with different types of greens.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Are you talking about greens like dill and parsley?
Yeah, exactly. In Minsk, I often use dill in dishes and parsley less frequently. But in London, it's the other way around. Parsley is available in all the shops, but sometimes you have to search for dill.
Wow, that's like a treasure. Why do you love dill so much?
I reckon dill is such a springtime herb. Veggie salads with dill, yogurt and dill sauce, boiled potatoes with dill, baked fish. Just wanted to remind you about the existence of dill, mate.
Haha, thanks for the reminder. But what's this word oatcake that you mentioned?
Oh, that's just my little joke. Oat cake is oat biscuit in English. I just wanted to add a bit of humor to our conversation, Ducks.
Haha, got it. Well, I'll be looking forward to your new culinary stories, mate.